Okay, today we continue in the sixth parak of Maseches Tamei. Today we are learning Mishnayos, Dalid, and Hey. So says the Mishnah Dalid, Yisrael Shekibel Mikoin Umilevi Hamaisros Lebailim, that if Yisrael receives a field as a sharecropper from a Kohen or a Levi, so the owner of the field is a Kohen or a Levi, the Yisrael is working as a sharecropper, so the Kohen or the Levi, if the owner is a Kohen, the Kohen gets all the Truma from the field. If the owner is a Levi, that Levi gets all of the Maaser Rishon from the field. And then the rest of the stuff, they divide up evenly among them. Why is it an automatic assumption that the Kohen is entitled to all the Truma, even the part that belongs, even the Truma from the part that belongs to the sharecropper? So the Bartanur points out, Baha, we assume that the part of the field that is the truma, he never meant to give to the sharecropper. That part is, since the sharecropper is sharing the field with him, the part of the field that represents the trumas and the maestros is being left for the kohen, the truma being left for the kohen, and the maestros being left for the levi. And therefore, if the owner is a kohen, he gets all of the truma. If the owner is a levi, he gets all of the maisers. What about maiser sheni? Maiser sheni, it's not limited to a kohen or to a levi. It doesn't have to be given to a kohen or to a levi. The bailim is allowed to eat it just in Yerushalayim. So the Mishnah tells us, Rabbi Shmuel Omer Hakartani Shekibel Sada Mirushalmi. If you have a villager, it doesn't really mean a villager. It means anyone who lives outside of Yerushalayim. So the two ways to understand why people live outside Yerushalayim would be called villagers, either because typically the people who would work as sharecroppers were villagers, or because it's telling us that spiritually outside of Yerushalayim is a big city. Outside of Yerushalayim spiritually is a village. Everything in comparison to Yerushalayim on a spiritual level is like a village. But anyway, a villager who's Mekabel Sada from a Yerushalmi, Maaser Sheni Shel Yerushalmi. The Maaser Sheni, all of the Maaser Sheni from the field goes to the Yerushalmi, because the assumption is that the villager doesn't want to have to schlep it up, and it would be too much of a tircha for him to schlep all this food to Yerushalayim and to eat it himself, and therefore probably it was considered part of the arrangement that the guy who lives in Yerushalayim, who owns the field, is going to be the one that's entitled to all the Maaser Sheni, because he'll have the opportunity to eat it anyway in Yerushalayim since he lives there. The Chamam Yachalu Akartani Lalus Lachal Yerushalayim. But the Cham disagree with that, and they say, nah, a villager could bring the stuff to Yerushalayim and enjoy it there. So who says that the owner of the field is entitled to all of that Maaser Sheni? Mishnehe. I'm a Kabbal Zaysim L'Shem, and let's say a person receives the field as a sharecropper, but the deal is that he's supposed to produce oil, meaning there's a field full of trees that are full of fully grown olives already, and the sharecropping agreement is that he's supposed to not just pick the olives, he's supposed to pick the olives and press the olives, make oil from those olives. So then, Kishem Shecholken B'chulin Kacholken B'chuma, then even if the owner of the field is a Kohen, he's not entitled to all of the Truma from the field. Even if the owner of the field is a Levi, he's not entitled to all of the Maaser Rishon from the field. It's included as part of the sharecropping agreement. So if the sharecropper gets a third of the field, he gets a third of the Truma to give to whichever Kohen he wants, and a third of the Maaser to give to whichever Levi he wants. Why is this different than the previous case, than in the previous Mishnah, where it's a regular sharecropping agreement? What makes olive trees different when you're making olives, when you're making olive oil out of them? So the Bar Tanur points out, V'afu gavti le'el le'bailim, you have to remember why we said the Truma goes to the Bailim in the previous Mishnah. We said it's because the Bailim is probably keeping that part of the field that has the Truma, or the Bailim is keeping that part of the field that has the Maaser. So over here, Shiny, it's different. Lo kibel karka eli ilonos, says the Bar Tanur, he was not Mekabel karka, he was Mekabel fully laden trees. Rabbanu lavdi zesim kekarka, and the Rabbanu do not treat zesim the same as karka. It's not considered to be karka. Now Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Yisrael Shkibel Mekon Melevi Zesim L'Shemen L'Machzis Char HaMaisos L'Bailim. He says that it is the same as the previous Mishnah, and the Bailim, if the Bailim is a Kohen, the Bailim is entitled to the Truma. If the Bailim is a Levi, then he's entitled to all of the Maaser Rishon from the entire field. But that is the Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Tos Yom Tov has an interesting Ha'ara over here. He quotes this Bar Tanura that we assume that he was not Mekabel the Karka, that the owner did not maintain the part of the karka that that has truma and maaser on it, because he never gave the karka over to the sharecropper. He only gave laden trees to the sharecropper, and he says that's what it's mashma from the Yerushalmi as well. And he says tzarich lomar da'adit nan l'shemen haynu mishum delekach mekabel mazesim lasos min shemen. He says, and the reason it gives an example of giving olive trees for oil making, it's not really about what you plan on doing with the olives. It's really about the fact that the trees are already fully laden with fruit, and therefore you're not really being makabel karka. You're only being makabel trees with fruit. It just happens to be that that's the normal thing to do with olives, is to make oil out of them. Because to the moskal nachila, you wouldn't need to hire a sharecropper. You could take them yourself to if you just wanted to eat them that way. That's how the Bartanura understands. That's how the Yerushalmi understands. That's what the Tos Yom Tov writes. However, says the Tos Yom Tov, HaRambam Misayim Perek Vav Milchus Maaser Mipnei Shehashemen Choshuv. That the Rambam says, no, this is not about the fact that trees are laden and therefore you're not giving karka. This is about the fact that oil is a very chashuv thing, and it's dafka by oil that we would say, that the Tanakama would say, that if the owner is a Kohen, he's not entitled to all the truma, and if the owner is a Levi, he's not entitled to all the Maaser Rishon. Mashma vaday de dafka l'shemen tnan. So it sounds like it's dafka for shemen. Any other tree would not have the same halacha. Any other tree would have dino kikarka. Any other tree that's laden with fruit that you give to a sharecropper to pick the fruit would have a din of karka. And we know the din of karka from the previous Mishnah, that if the owner is a Kohen, he's entitled to the Truma. If the owner is a Levi, he's entitled to the Maaser Rishon. So you have machlokas between what sounds like from the Yerushalmi and the Bar Tanur on the one hand, and the Rambam on the other hand, where the Yerushalmi and the Bar Tanur seem to assume that the distinguishing factor between the previous Mishnah and this Mishnah is whether the tree is already laden with fruit, whereas the Rambam says, no, that's not the distinguishing factor. The distinguishing factor is that over here we're talking about oil, and oil is very chashuv. So to quickly review, we learned in Mishnah Dalet that if a person is a sharecropper, but the owner of the field is a Kohen, he gets all the truma. If the owner of the field is a Levi, he gets all of the Maaser Rishon. And when it comes to Maaser Sheni, if you're a non-Yerushalmi who's a sharecropper for a Yerushalmi, so we have a machlokas tanoim, whether you give all the Maaser Sheni to the Yerushalmi owner, or whether you get to keep the Maaser Sheni, your share of the Maaser Sheni for yourself. And then Mishnah Hey, we said that if it happens to be olive trees that are laden with fruit, and the sharecropper's job is to make oil out of them, so then we have a machlokas tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, whether the Kohen is entitled to, if the owner is a Kohen, whether he's entitled to all the truma of the whole field, and if the owner is a Levi, whether he's entitled to all the Maaser Rishon of the entire field. That was machlokas between Tanakama, who says that the owner is not entitled to it, and Rabbi Yehuda, who says that the owner, in fact, is entitled to all of those things. And Be'ezus Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up with Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav.